With us in the studio now is Diego Echevarria. He's the owner of Fairways Lawyers. He's come into the studio to talk a bit about the floor clause. After answering a few simple questions about your mortgage in Spain, it could be that the bank owes you money. Welcome to the show, Diego.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for inviting me today.
It's great to have you with us in the studio. So before we talk about floor clause, tell us a bit about Fairway Lawyers. How long have you been going for?
Well, this is my law firm since 2006. I've been doing practicing law here in Marbella and Estepona, and I've been dealing with mainly with British and foreign clients buying property here in Spain, and with all kind of legal cases. Now, and now I'm more focused in this banking claims.
Have you seen a lot change since the time you've set up the firm in 2006, sorry, to now?
Yes, certainly, yeah. I'm really missing a lot of Brits, you know, who we're missing a lot of British clients, and British people, you know, who left Spain since the Brexit and, you know, on the lockdown. So I think, you know, we are still missing a lot of Brits, you know, who used to come here and spend more time here. So hopefully, you know, we hope that they will come back again in the next few months.
And do you think times are tough at the moment in terms of the property market, things going on with the bank?
Not really. I think it's all the opposite. Looks like, you know, a lot of people are moving here to live along the coast as well. And they are, you know, you can find buyers from all over Europe buying property here. So I think it's all the opposite. You know, I was driving now here and we have a traffic jam for 20, 15 minutes. You know, it's all over the place now. So it means more people are coming here to live.
Yeah, it is busy, isn't it? And it was the busiest Easter we've had in many years down here.
It was crazy. It was very extremely busy.
And the weather was good, which made a nice difference.
I miss the rain, really.
Do you?
Yeah.
We do need a bit more,
more rain,
for the reservoirs. Yeah. So tell us about this floor clause then. It's quite complicated, so you'll have to explain it so it's nice and simple.
No, it's quite easy to explain. It's just, you know, that all those buyers, you know, mainly British, you know, who bought in the booming years between 2002-2010, 90% were missold toxic mortgages with this floor clause, which means, you know, that the interest rate never comes down. And mainly is that your interest rate never goes down and your mortgage payment is always the same amount for years and years and years. Meanwhile, the interest rate has came down in the last 10 years for 0%. You know, most of these clients have been paying 3%, 3.5%, which means, you know, if you add every mortgage payment for the last 10 years, it could be easily €10,000 claim in the best of the worst of the scenarios.
So it's people particularly who are paying the same amount each month.
Yeah.
That's what we're looking at here.
That's it. You know, the banks in those days include a clause in the mortgage deeds stating that the interest rate never could go down any farther than 3%, 3.5%, depending on the bank. So, and in 2012, as you know, all the interest rates all over Europe went down to less than 2-1%. So it means, you know, your mortgage payment always was same payment for the last 8-9 years, never came down unless you made a claim. As most of the British and foreign people were not aware of all this, you know, they're missing the opportunity to do a claim against the banks.
So is this legal, what the banks have done?
Well, in 2017, the government passed a law forcing the banks to arrange an agreement with the clients to take off this clause. But they never did. I mean, they just made a, like the banks always do, you know, they do a contract with no content. So all these claims, you know, in the end up, they end up in court in the end. Right,
there was so people who are claiming now would end up in court, or it's changed. That's the only way to do it.
Yeah, because the banks, you know, they don't want to negotiate, or they don't want to reach to any kind of agreement they are forcing the clients to end up in court to win the case, which we, in 99% of the cases, we do. Because right. we check, you know, the paperwork in advance, and we know which mortgage or which clients are qualified for the claim, right? Mm. So we just qualify.
So once you work out that the client does qualify, then there's no reason that the bank should win?
No. It's, okay. No. No, because we check, you know, the mortgage deeds and all the payments, and we know from day one if the client has a claim or not. Mm. It's just a matter of time. He will win the case, but it's a matter of time, which is taking, you know, 18 months, 15 months, depends.
Yeah.
That's the only thing. But I think it's a good opportunity for everyone, all those who bought a property in those years, to check, you know, the mortgage deeds and, and check, you know, what is the amount they're paying. On top of this, the clients, you know, who sold the property in the last 5 years and pay off the mortgage in these last 5 years, they are still able to claim as well. So that's important to have on mind. Bear in mind that if you have sold your property with one of these mortgages, you pay off the mortgage when you come to completion, then you can still claim if you're doing it in the last 5 years.
Okay, that's really good. And are you one of the main law firms that are taking up these particular cases?
Yeah, excuse me, Lillian.
Are you as Fairway Lawyers, are you now specialising in these kind of cases?
Yeah. I think most of the lawyers are not really interested in these kind of cases.
Okay.
Because, you know, we do a no win, no fee. So it means, you know, that you know, the lawyers don't get paid till the end, which could take 2 years.
Wow, okay.
All right. So that's what we are, the credit we're giving to each case.
That's great. So I guess that the banks are assuming and hoping that people aren't going to bother going to court because they think, why would they? A, they might not know about it, and B, why would they want to spend the money, you know, not knowing about it?
That's the kind of game that the banks are playing, you know. Mm. Just try to tell the clients, you know, there's no chance with your case. People, you know, we have clients, you know, who have tried themselves to do the claim, and they have misled by the banks, saying, you know, there's no, your claim has no legal basis, no legal fundamentals.
How awful.
And then, you know, afterwards we take over the case and we win the case 15 months later, and, you know, the client has got his money back. But in first instance, you know, his claim has been rejected or turned down in the branch.
So I bet the banks love you. When they see you coming, oh, here comes Diego.
Yeah, well, I try not to go much to the banks.
Try and hide.
Yeah, and I don't apply for any mortgages anymore. So
no. Oh, that's brilliant, though. Good for you. So you've obviously had lots of cases then, lots of successful cases with this.
Not really. No. I mean, I'm getting more and more clients now, but it's not easy because most of the clients or most of the Brits, they don't quite understand all this. Maybe they only come for holidays. They are not here permanent, so it's not easy to demand their attention. All right, but I'm getting more and more inquiries and more clients, and it takes time because you need to gather a lot of paperwork that most of the clients don't have it because they did 15 years ago. You know, So I have to do like an extra job, detective, you know, job, you know, to find a copy of the deeds, to find out a mortgage. So it takes more time. But I mean, if the client, you know, want to spend, you know, 5 minutes, you know, we can easily, you know, make a conclusion.
Mm. So this can apply to people whether they live in their resident in Spain as on a permanent basis, or even if they have it as a holiday home. It doesn't matter as long as the mortgage payment. Okay,
doesn't matter. It's just for those people who bought property between 2002, 2010, or maybe 2000 to 2010. Depends. Those people who have sold their properties in the last 5 years. All those properties are, all those clients or property owners can claim, or they are qualified.
And presumably, we're not just talking Brits, no? It's anyone who has a mortgage.
Yeah, but I'm focusing just on the Brits.
Okay.
Because the Spanish, you know, most of the Spanish people have already made the claims in the past.
Okay.
And but the Brits, you know, they were not aware of all this.
No.
Or they sold the properties and they didn't, nobody told them, you know, that they could claim. Or they come here for holidays and they don't have, you know, they come for 15, 20 days and then they come back to England. They don't find the paperwork.
Yeah.
So I think there will be a potential, you know, a huge increase of people who are qualified and they don't know.
Mm. So what you're what you're kind of looking for is people who are really, really organized and keep all their paperwork all in the same place and just can open it and give you the file and it's all there ready to go.
Yeah.
That would be great.
Yeah, but that doesn't happen.
Sadly really,
not. Never happens, you know?
Okay.
And so, this, you know, I mean, there were, during those years, you know, the booming years from 2002, 2009, there were thousands of Brits buying all over Spain. Thousands.
Yeah.
You know? And they were buying with a lot of banks, you know, and there are a few banks, you know, who already have those mortgages in place. And those even who took the mortgage from the developer, from the builders, they all qualify as well.
Okay. And there's also something as a roof clause as well. What's...
Roof clause? Well, but that's not applicable anymore.
That's different.
Yeah.
Okay. 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 So if this does apply to anyone, if this means anything to people listening, there's various ways they can get in touch with you. They can email you, can't they?
Yeah, they can email me to diego@fairwaylawyers.com, or they can look into my website, fairwaylawyers.com, or my phone
WhatsApp?
Number.
Yeah.
Yeah, 606-307-885. You can send me a WhatsApp there and we can start to...
start the process.
Yeah, start the process.
Yeah. Okay, the email again is diego@fairwaylawyers.com or the phone number 606-307-885. And yeah, if you're not sure whether you qualify or not, then it's best to get in touch with Diego and he'll ask you a few questions and then we can find out.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Diego, thank you so much for coming in. I've learned a lot. I know exactly how to explain the floor clause now if people ask me. And if people want to get in touch with you, if they have any questions, then they can.
All right.
Diego, thank you very much.
Okay, welcome. Thank you for coming here. Thank you.
TRE.radio.